The Charming Tales of North Hampshire by Joseph Hutton Lyons. Hello, I am Orbis Studios, and this is the story of a frog, a fly, an earwig, a slug. Oh, there's also a sparrowhawk. Yes, he is a mean one, that sparrowhawk. A real bad egg. I remember seeing a sparrowhawk in my garden, trying to eat a poor pigeon. If I had all the money in the world, I'll see to it that they all suffer a slow, a horrible, and painful... Sorry. Now where was I? Ah yes. This is a story about teamwork, trust, and betrayal. But it's perfectly family friendly, because the entire cast is small woodland animals with anthropomorphic abilities. This story is quite happy, because it's full of courage and lovely characters. Anyway, enough of me telling you about the story. Let's hear the actual thing, yes? Good. The frog was walking through a forest, in a rather rural portion of England. He was walking, oh yes, in a rather cheerful way at that. Normally frogs don't walk, they leap. But this was an exceptionally posh frog. Top hat, umbrella, nice tailcoat. Anyway, actually he doesn't actually have any of those things, because he is a wild animal. But he's still posh, oh yes. Anyway, he felt a strange feeling in the pit of his stomach. This was strange. He hadn't had anything bad the previous night, except the remains of an old cheeseburger he found outside an American restaurant, and he hadn't been taking any new medication, except some antidepressants he thought were Tic Tacs. But no, he wasn't sick. He was hungry. What could he eat? The world was his oyster, although he didn't really like oysters very much. What did he want? Did he want ants? No, too itchy. Did he want slugs? No, too slimy. Did he want earwigs? No, too crunchy. And just horribly ugly. No, he couldn't eat wood, the wood from the trees, unless he wanted a big rectangle bulging in his stomach for the rest of the week. No, what he really fancied today was a housefly, fat, juicy, and rather handsome creatures. He used his stupendous sense of smell to track on down. He followed the scent for meters and meters, until he came to a tree. It was a very big tree, tall, woody, and tree-ish. His nose was correct. The fly was at the top. He tried to think of a way to get up there. He tried a catapult, he tried a pole vault, he tried some Lucozade. He even tried to make a jetpack out of twigs. Roughly an hour later, he finally achieved reaching the top. His rather efficient nostrils led him down a branch stretching east. From there, he found a lone housefly sunbathing on a leaf. Oh, it was a very nice leaf. All green and flat and warm. Much like a helicopter pad in a way. Anyway, the fly appeared to be sleeping, snoring quietly, which I hear is quite stupid, and could lead to sunburn. Boom! Shouted the frog. The fly woke up startled, and looked at him suavely, which is quite a paradox in a way. Can I help you? He asked. I'll give you 10 seconds to run before I gobble you up, said the frog. I'm afraid that's not very wise, said the fly. I'm hiding from a sparrowhawk that's terrorizing the forest. Oh, I've never heard of this chap. Oh yes, he's quite a bully in these parts. Regardless of what he was being told, the frog licked his lips and prepared to eat the housefly. Wait, he said, before the frog's tongue could reach him. If you help me defeat the sparrowhawk, I'll help you find some really tasty food. The frog pondered this. Alright, Toad Bean, let's go find him. And so the frog and the fly roamed through the forest in search of the predator. 15 minutes passed until they came across a slug chomping on a leaf. Went the mollusk's jaws. Move out of the way, Floppy, said the frog. But I'm hiding from a sparrowhawk, said the slug. Then by all means join us in defeating him, said the frog. And so the slug joined them in their little quest. Then they were joined by an ant, and an earwig later on. I'm sure you've noticed the pattern in the companions. No? I'm sorry, I thought you were clever. All of the frog's companions were his prey. Isn't that just great? All his past enemies are helping him. Later on, they came to a tall tree with a signpost saying, Sparrowhawk's lair. Trespassers will be eaten. Not the most friendly of signposts, but at least they got the message. Right, men, ordered the frog. Charge! Nothing happened. What's the problem? Have you woodland creatures finally lost your funky stuff? I said charge! There, still nothing happened. There is no Sparrowhawk, said the fly. We just made it up to bring us all together. Why? Asked the frog. To defeat you, said the slug. All of the frog's former companions prepared to ambush him. But then they heard a soft squawking sound from above. A sort of low, chickeny, squawky, hawky, sparrowy kind of squawk. It's a real sparrowhawk, said the earwig. Ah, yes, that's it. A real sparrowhawk had arrived on the scene.
Ah, I'm scared.
Wait, said the frog. Oh, thank goodness. We're only here because we're hiding from a black cobra that's terrorizing the forest. The sparrowhawk was scared, or at least he seemed scared, seeing as he was flying through the trees, screeching like a schoolgirl. Hooray! Cheered the woodland creatures. You helped us even as we were betraying you, said the ant. Now, said the frog, turning to the fly, where's my food? The housefly led the frog far beyond the scene, beyond the rocks, beyond the twigs, even beyond the trees, until they came to the very edge of the forest itself. Towering above them was a tall glass dome. Inside were more trees, only more exotic. It was a botanical garden. The skylight's open. You should find all the food you want in there, said the fly. And so the moral of the story is, well, there's really a lot of morals, really. Don't betray your friends, don't terrorize forests, and don't be a sparrowhawk. There, wasn't that a great story? All the frogs and the flies and the forests. Wouldn't it be good if life were really like this, where Northamptonshire wildlife appears to be like this all the time? This has been The Charming Tales of Northamptonshire by Orbis Studios. Although I do have another story. This one's about a robin, a turtle, a set of Venetian blinds, a paint set,